Right now, Jake with some exciting audio.
Yes, I believe I did this right around this time 1 year ago, filling in with you, Craig, and with George. It is bragging montages. We overmark things from noon to seven, and because we have a team of interns just constantly spinning the rat wheel, we save everything. And so there's something about my particular Dylan the argumentative teen delivery, Bob's deep voice, and Corby's general frat boy-esque vibe that I think it makes the three of us the funniest to mark things out of context. Like, it's not as funny when it's Dan because Dan will say anything, and it's not as funny when it's you, Junior, because you fooled the public into really thinking you're a humble guy. It's just not funny. And it's also not as funny, I think, if it's Gordon, same thing, he'll say anything. It is funny when it's George, but I think it mostly started, at least in my mind, with Corby's famous drop here.
I went to TCU. I've lived in Dallas for a long time, and there have been hot women surrounding me for the last 20 years, really.
I mean, I don't even recall what that was about anymore, but it's right. The hottest thing I've ever heard. Surrounding. I just can't take a step without hot women all around me. So we will start with Corby, then we'll listen to Bob, and then I will give you mine. This is from January up until yesterday, the year in ticket brags. Corby, you're up first.
I won the doubles intramural championship at TCU with my doubles partner, Sean Hopkins. Do you know how many girls that I thought I had a shot with, and I don't know their names right now? My parents were both only children, and so that was the only aunts and uncles that I knew. I've been to all the big bowls.
Everyone that I've banged is alive.
We got this.
That almost makes it sound like he thinks he has the gift of life in his sexual activity. They're all alive.
Right. We got this side yard area.
I watched the Baywatch trailer. I've never siphoned gas.
My student has perfect attendance. I was on with Pharrell.
I was a young and sexually active teenager.
I could afford a $4 beer. I mean, I'm an IPA guy at heart anyway.
Yeah, I mean, look.
At heart. So sometimes he represents himself otherwise, but at heart, he's an IPA guy.
An IPA guy at heart anyway.
Yeah, I mean, look, I just got back from Laguna Beach, man, so it's not all bad.
I'm not a big ice cream guy. You look in my wallet. There is $200 in my wallet. Hey, my Apple TV, by the way, went out over the weekend.
I've been to games so much colder than this, including the 2010 Big 12 championship game in Kansas City.
A lot of detail.
I don't dress up for Christmas. Like, my kids, if they want to, they'll have archives of years of me talking.
Yes, they will. Because of me. They'll have years of archives of you talking and bragging.
Boy, my favorite, I think, was how this is a brag, I'm not sure. I'm not an ice cream guy.
You peons enjoy this frozen confection, but not me.
Like, it's somehow haughty to have a side yard area as well.
Well, most of us just have a front and a back. We don't have, and I guess the front is what you would call the area in front of the pillars.
Right.
All right, up next we have Bob in his year of brags.
I recently played golf.
I haven't had a Big Mac in forever. I've been doing a little work for Troy Aikman this year. Joe Neuwendyke introduced me to sushi.
I sent a tweet out yesterday.
I broke my arm falling downstairs like 3 years ago. I have a really awesome old tree in my backyard. I have flat feet, and I was able to complete a marathon faster than Oprah. I have seen a fish bigger than me.
I have a brother-in-law named Raul. What do you think of that?
I think I started posting on social media in 2009, and I was like 37 years old at the time.
I am active on something we call golf Instagram. I've been to Hawaii with the wife.
Never grabbed a salt shaker, really. Man, I've never used pepper. I know Brent Severin and Josh Bogorod. I'm way better at starting books than finishing books. Like, I'm fantastic at starting books. I don't think I've ever hugged a ticket chick. What do you think of that? I have some folders.
It could be of the electronic or physical nature. We'll never know.
Okay, that was my favorite. I've had some folders. My second favorite was I sent out a tweet yesterday.
Is that not impressive to you? And we will finish with mine, a minute of mine here. That and I think it's because most of these come from the 1:30 news where everything is moving really fast And I just really, really sound like a douchebag. Even I got peed on in high school.
I used to listen to a lot of conservative talk radio. I generally drive just about the speed limit on the freeway. I've never owned an umbrella. How about that? I sound Chinese.
Correlation.
Within a year of buying a jet ski. I've thought I had cancer before. I definitely did win best dressed.
I've gone navigate. The wrong way on McKinney and Uptown.
I've been lit on fire.
Mark Cuban has had me buy him water a couple of times, and I'm sure I'll never hear that again.
I love to kiss tees.
I'm going to read a lot. I'm going to listen to a lot of podcasts. I'm going to make sure that most of my time is full with me trying to become smarter.
I could get a pair of rollerblades.
I once left my contacts in so long on one of my eyes that I had to peel it off with tweezers. I'm a guy who used to watch a lot of bum fights.
I've now ice skated, what is that, like my third time in 15, 20 years? I've seen Norm put beans in a bag. I'm more comfortable hugging a man than a woman.
This is nothing to be proud of, but I have a real comfort level with vomit that most people don't. That doesn't bother me at all. In fact, I vomited twice last week. Just at a workout.
Vomit comfort level brags.
Okay, my favorite was, I can get some rollerblades.
Like that would take anything beyond a trip to a big box store and $30. I think being delighted by the fact that you thought you had cancer once was a bit odd.
Yeah.
Haven't we all? And that is the ticket year in Braggs.
Great. Thank you, Jake.